America's grievances on display. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. About a month ago, the White House opened its new We the People petition site.
We the People provides you with a new way to create and join petitions encouraging the federal government to take action on a range of issues.
We Americans are always demanding stuff. Now there is an online clearinghouse to see which demands people are actually willing to sign on to.
If a petition gets enough signatures, White House staff will review it and issue an official response.
There are 200 petitions currently online, including Adopt the Metric System, Stop Wolf Hunts, Adopt the Fair Tax, Stop Infant Circumcision, Save the Postal Service, Abolish the TSA, Proclaim October 29th World Psoriasis Day, and Acknowledge an Extraterrestrial Presence Engaging the Human Race. All right. You need 25,000 signatures in 30 days to force a White House response. And so far, most petitions are well short, including the End Corporate Personhood petition. The one grievance all the Occupy Wall Street protesters agree on. Only 13,000 signatures. You'd think it would be a million. You know what the number one petition is? Number one, with 59,000 signatures, legalize and regulate marijuana. I can't believe the Wall Street occupiers have less motivation than the cannabis people. Personally, I would petition the White House to give Herman Cain his own concert in the East Room.
I couldn't if I tried.
Even if he loses. Now this is Dave Ross. On Twitter as The Dave Ross.